John Nixon, as I said, chief financial officer up there at the University of Utah, senior chief administrative officer as well, joins us via our IM Flash hotline on the OC and Hackett Show. Mr. Nixon, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We appreciate you taking the time to help us understand exactly what the purpose is of this feasibility study. What does it mean to get into the weeds here and see what the expansion would entail?
All right. First of all, let me just say it's a pleasure to talk to you guys at any time. But, you know, the feasibility study that we put out this morning, we put out an announcement today that we're going to embark upon a feasibility study, is really the beginning of a process to look at that south end zone. As you know, back in 1998, when we rebuilt the rest of the stadium in anticipation of 2002 Winter Olympics, the south end zone was left as is, and that's clearly the oldest part of the stadium. We're having difficulties, you know, maintaining the locker rooms and that building. So we know that we've got to do something there. And I know you two know very, very intimately the condition of the locker rooms and that building well. But what we want to do is we want to take a look at what we can do there. We know we're going to have to do something. So really, you know, the question is do we replace what we have? Do we expand the stadium? Do we incorporate luxury seating, club seating, those types of things into any renovation efforts? And so the feasibility study will be a group of people. We'll form a committee, and we'll establish some criteria that we want to see as far as some data that's provided through this study. And then we'll go forth and hire a consultant that will help us do the study. So at the end of the day, what we want to come up with is really a concrete plan on how to move forward in that south end zone based upon the optimum seating mix, the optimum difference in whether they're just bleacher seating, chair seating, club suites, so on and so forth, all based upon what the market will bear. You know, there have been a lot of stadiums who, or a lot of universities have expanded their stadiums and or done big renovations on their stadiums, and they've wound up in financial trouble. And so we want to make sure that what we're doing is right in line with what the market will bear. You know, and so we've got to put together a financial plan based upon the analysis that's done.
Mr. Nixon, I read a quote. Basically, you were saying that the night before Utah was set to host Michigan, August of 2015. You know, there were some maintenance problems that kind of caused a bit of a stressful time. I'm curious, this was in 2015. I assume the idea or the plan, at least, to do this feasible study has been in the works for a long time. Roughly how long have you guys been thinking about doing this for?
Well, we've been talking about the south end zone for several years. I mean, really, since, you know, 1998, when the rest of the stadium was done, we've known that we'd have to come back and do the south end zone. You know, last year we put in the new scoreboard there and the surround sound system to, you know, the scoreboard was going out, and we knew that we needed to make an investment there. We built the scoreboard in anticipation. If you've noticed, it's about 50 feet back from the end zone, the bleachers there. And so what we really needed to do is, you know, we did that in anticipation of some sort of a remodel there. And so we've talked about it for quite some time, and now we're just developing a feasibility team or a committee to actually to carry that out.
What is the ultimate determinant in a situation like this on whether the trigger is pulled, so to speak? Is it just how long will it take for it to pay for itself? Can we afford it as a university? What is the biggest question, I guess, that needs to be answered here?
Well, we've got to do something. So we know within the next few years we've got to do something. As Tom mentioned, we do have maintenance issues in that south end zone. We get water leaks that spring. All of the plumbing's built within the concrete walls, and all the water pipes are in the concrete walls. So it's a maintenance issue every year that we deal with. So we know we've got to do something here the next few years. But the question is to what extent do we go? Do we add capacity? Do we just replace what we have? And so, you know, the time is of the essence now to kind of really start thinking about it. But we're probably, you know, obviously we'll go through some months in the analysis and then and tee up a financial plan and a plan on how to actually renovate it or replace it. I don't think we'll renovate it. We'll do some sort of replacement. But do we, you know, what we'd like to do is bring the concourse all the way around the stadium so people can walk all the way around. But, you know, the stadium is a beautiful stadium. You know, I know you guys have been in many stadiums. I would say it's one of the nicest. We take pride in upkeeping our stadium. We've got a great football team, and we really want to create an environment that has great fan experience, but also, you know, a place where our athletes really want to play.
There's been a lot of talk over the past years, Mr. Nixon, outside talk, I guess, nothing from the university as such, but you know, fans wanting more seats. When you do a study like this, if it comes back and it's telling you guys that you actually don't need more seats, there's a pretty good chance, essentially, that you might not add or expand more seats in the stadium. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, what we want to do again, I mean, anything you do in the stadium is very expensive, right? So we want to make sure that whatever we do, and if we put a lot of money into it, that we have a funding stream or revenue source to make sure that we can pay and build the financial plan that's required to do it. So, you know, clearly adding more seats will generate more revenue in the stadium, but we don't want to add more seats if we aren't going to generate additional revenue. You know, we've been sold out since 2010, you know, 38 straight sellouts with 35 games going to standing room only. So we know that there's a demand for additional seats. We've had great teams. We're winning football games. Things seem to be very well. But, you know, nationwide, most universities and stadiums are actually reducing the number of seats to make their stadiums more comfortable. Our stadium is what you would call a modern stadium. We provide more room as far as leg room and seat space than a lot of stadiums do. And we're at 45,000 now, so, you know, certainly we wouldn't look to, you know, contract our stadium because, you know, the stadiums that have 80, 90, 100,000 seats are in that game. But what we'll do is we'll determine the optimum mix. I mean, we know that our fans want more seats. We have a 98% renewal rating on our tickets, our season ticket holders. So we know we've got to do something, but we don't want to go out and expand the stadium, you know, without making sure that the market's there and the market will bear the cost of expansion.
John Nixon is our guest here on ESPN 700 talking about the feasibility study that the University of Utah has embarked on to take a look at stadium expansion, particularly focused on the south end zone. He is the chief administrative officer and chief financial officer up there at the university. So kind of in line with what Tom is saying that, you know, fans arbitrarily call for, we'll say they want 10,000 more seats, and this feasibility comes back and says, well, actually, you either need to keep it the same or you only do 3,000 more. How much of it is going to be focused on that, like you said earlier, that correct mix? Because luxury seating, that's more popular, right? The box experience and the VIP experience and things like that are becoming more popular as stadiums modernize themselves. How's that decision made? Is it ultimately what the market is, how much money the stadium itself can generate with ticket sales?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way you do the feasibility study is obviously you get input from many sources. You do a market analysis. So, you know, I'm sure that there'll be some fan outreach, you know, as far as the feasibility study. You know, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to actually, you know, buy the tickets and fill the seats. Now, I don't think that's a problem. I mean, clearly, you know, the Utah football tickets are one of the hottest things, you know, around. And so I don't think that'll be a problem. We just want to make sure, you know, what's the price point that people are willing to pay? What's the capacity, you know, if we put it to 50,000 or, you know, would we be able to fill those seats, you know, so on and so forth. So it's a delicate balance because you want to make sure that your stadium's full and you want to make sure that you're optimizing, you know, the ticket mix and the seat mix. You know, you don't, if you overbuild it, obviously it's just more cost up front, more cost to maintain with people not filling the seats. And so what they'll be, these experts will come in and help us determine, you know what, here's the capacity that we think you can pull out of the, you know, based upon the fan loyalty and everything else that we have. We've got some of the best fans in the country. And, but here's the analysis that we've put together. Now, if they come back to us and say, you know what, the market won't support expanding, you know, more than X thousand seats, it might be tough to do that because at the end of the day, the main thing is we just got to pay for it. So we've got to figure out, you know, how do we build that financial model based upon, you know, increased ticket sales, maybe some sponsorship dollars, maybe some donations, so on and so forth. That's just a mix of all those things. And so, you know, the decision will basically be made by the committee on how to proceed based upon the data that, that this feasibility study brings us.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. Is there a defined budget that stadium dollars come out of, or it sounds like that's fluid also, depending on what the study yields, that you can decide, I guess, where to pull the money from?
That's exactly right. I mean, likely there would be some sort of bonding that, that is incurred in conjunction with the stadium expansion or it's a stadium renovation. But that bonding, even if it is bonding, that needs to have a revenue source to pay back those bonds. I mean, you know, typically when we look at something that's done within the stadium, we want to support it by activity that happens within the stadium, right? So is it increased ticket sales? Is it additional events that might come in because we have, you know, luxury seating in that south end zone, or we have a little bit higher capacity in that south end zone? So all of those things are taken into account, and then we determine, okay, based upon where we are, this is the budget of renovating it or expanding it. With that budget, this is how we would finance it. We'd need X number of dollars in donations, maybe some sponsorships, and then maybe some money through increased ticket sales or those types of things. So, yeah, it's a mixture of putting everything together. And really what we don't want to do is we're not going in with any preconceived notions or ideas. I mean, we know that we've got to upgrade the locker rooms. We know that we've got to put in, you know, upgrade the medical room in there and some of these other key components. But we want to really let the market decide where we go. I mean, the Rice-Eccles Stadium is really a landmark. I mean, maybe landmark's too big of a word, but it's clearly, you know, a staple here in the Salt Lake Valley and Salt Lake City. I mean, I know that whenever I bring guests in from out of town, that's the first stop to show them the Calderon and where, you know, our Utah football team plays. And, you know, it's something that that we want to be proud of, something we are proud of, and something that we want the community to be proud of.
For our fans listening, is there a timeline essentially as to when this thing will wrap up?
The study's going to take, you know, several months to do. You know, the committee's being formed, and we'll have to go out and secure a consultant to help us put together the analysis and put together the information. And then based upon that, we'll make a decision within the university. But it will be several months to wrap up this study. Again, just because we want to do it right, we want to make sure that we don't, you know, do something that's going to cause us problems in the future. And then after that, we'll develop a plan for funding and a fiscal plan and seek the approvals that would be needed through the legislature, you know, and the building board, the state building board. And we are a public university, and so, you know, anything that we do would need to be coordinated with the state and the legislature, you know, if we seek bonding. And so that will take some time, but, you know, we know that within the next few years we would like to begin and you know, finish the renovation. So we don't have an exact timeline. I guess I'm being long-winded to answer your question, but the timeline will be determined by the committee. But, you know, we're looking, you know, over the next few years. It's not going to happen by football season, you know, this fall. It'll be a few years as we, you know, look at this and actually pull the trigger on any renovation.
Well, if you need anybody to consult on, you know, design or fan-friendly features or anything like that, feel free to give us a call. We're pretty in tune with what the people want.
You guys are legends. You know, I certainly understand that. So you guys have spent a lot of time in that stadium.
Thanks for taking the time with us, Mr. Nixon. Really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, guys.